2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Already 30 minutes into the morning. Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
It's 73 degrees.
Overnight construction pretty much wrapped up on all the freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this half hour, that Draper City Council candidate who was booted off the ballot for filing campaign finance documents 1 minute late is suing the city.
KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Kelly?
Amanda, Hubert Hutt was devastated when he showed up to the city recorder's office at 5:01 p.m. on August 6th and was told he'd be thrown off the ballot just days before the election. He told KSL News Radio he thought about suing.
I would decide after I talked to my voters in Draper and my advisors.
And now he has, alleging the clock in the city recorder's office is actually more than 2 minutes fast, meaning he was on time. He claims he called to let them know he was on his way. He also alleges the city did not properly tell him about the deadline, something they deny. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The next meeting on the inland port is this afternoon. The Salt Lake City Council Redevelopment Agency is set to discuss tax incentives for the port's development. Protesters are planning to attend to speak in opposition. At the last inland port meeting, you may remember, one person was arrested for disturbing the peace, and a protest last month turned violent.
Utah lawmakers are looking into a problem that plagues the sewer systems, flushable wipes. A group of wastewater treatment plants will meet with the Utah State Legislature to help spread the word on their problems with flushable wipes and how much it costs to fix them. A public meeting is planned for tomorrow morning at the state capitol.
Let's get a quick look at KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Today might be our last day of triple-digit weather as we slowly cool from the summer heat.
If we do happen to hit that 100 tomorrow, that would make it 10 100s for the summer. It does not look like we'll hit any more after that. That 10 100s for the summer, if we get there, would be certainly a little more than the average. The average is 6, but nowhere close to the record a number of 100s.
Yeah, let's not do that. Grant says the week is looking very dry and warm, with the weekend cooling down very slightly.
A Layton man is in jail after police say he fired a gun at another driver on I-15. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, troopers say that a man was speeding up to pass another car on the on-ramp in Ogden when that other driver pointed a gun at him and shouted at him. The victim said he then heard a loud pop. He called police and followed the other car to Layton. Officers joined in, pulled in front of the home, and arrested 19-year-old Felix Anguiano. Court documents obtained by the Standard Examiner say that that suspect admitted firing the gun into the air just to, quote, scare the victim. He's in the Weber County Jail for now. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A New York officer is fired after a decade or half a decade after a controversial death. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the New York cop who choked a man saying, "I can't breathe," has been fired 5 years after the death of Eric Garner, the victim's daughter, telling the police commissioner,
"You finally made a decision that should have been made 5 years ago."
Officer Daniel Pantaleo was not charged because the choking prompted an asthma attack. He struggled with Garner, who was illegally selling loose cigarettes. California's governor signed a new law restricting deadly use of force by police. It limits when force can be used and promotes efforts to de-escalate situations. Governor Newsom expects the law, which came out of the death of Stephon Clark in Sacramento, to start a trend.
As California goes, so goes the rest of the United States.
White House advisors reportedly putting together tax cut plans in case the economy heads into recession, as many are predicting. The president stays optimistic.
I don't see a recession. I mean, the world is in a recession right now.
Republicans are accusing Democrats of cheering on a recession, thinking it could help them in next year's elections. And Twitter says they've shut down 200,000 accounts they claim are fake and intended to undermine the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. The social site says the accounts are traced to China, where Twitter is blocked. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Labor Day travel is expected to be big business for U.S. airlines.
Record crowds are expected for the long Labor Day holiday weekend for the airlines. The trade organization Airlines for America forecasts that 17.5 million people will fly U.S. carriers from August 28th through September 3rd. That comes to 2.5 million passengers a day, a 4% increase over the same time last year. The busiest day is expected to be Friday, August 30th, when the group forecasts just under 3 million people will use U.S. airlines. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.